February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden will visit Texas today. That follows last week's devastating winter storm. He says the focus will be not on politics or blame for what happened there, but on helping the state recover. The Conservative Political Action Conference is underway in Orlando, Florida, opening with a 2020 assessment of COVID-19 restrictions that almost kept the event from happening. American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis welcomed the attendance to the Orlando Hyatt Regency Hotel. Boeing is in more trouble with federal regulators. The company agreed to pay $2.5 billion to avoid prosecution by the U.S. Justice Department for defrauding the FAA during development of the 737 MAX just recently. In Airbnb's first financial report as a public company, the home sharing site has posted a loss of $3.9 billion for the fourth quarter of 2020. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have charged a second suspect in connection to a murder on Highland Avenue last Friday. Authorities say 37-year-old Samantha Lopez was arrested and charged with murder for the death of Terry DeGruz. Police have also charged 46-year-old David Raven in the case. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who have had COVID-19. ADPH is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contact tracing efforts. And the severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend. Some of the items include things like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Summer is down 270 points, and temperature outside is a cloudy 72 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Had a great dinner last night. Snapper with a little lemon sauce with
Ooh,
it.
Yeah.
Coleslaw gumbo. It was delicious. We got Barry Morris going to be calling in a little bit. A lot going on this weekend here. It's going to be pretty on Sunday. And I've noticed that they changed the high on Sunday from 85 to 82. I liked 85 better than I liked 82, but we'll see what's going on. But no rain for Saturday and Sunday, but rain comes in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So get your canoe out. 272-9228, a couple of reminders. One is that we do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Get back to drawing at 2:30, 2:45 today. So get your name in for that. I was going to get your name in for Mortgage Corporation of the South. Let's see, a lot going on out here, buddy.
Oh, definitely a lot going on out there. Look forward to talking to, hearing from Barry and with this relief bill and everything going on.
Mitch McConnell was very interesting last night. I have a lot of thoughts, but they're short and good. Let's do this. Let's go to, we didn't play this yesterday, Jamal Khashoggi, and Biden needs to talk to the king himself. It's a CBS story, isn't it?
A long-awaited U.S. intelligence report on the murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi could be released later today. Now, President Biden says he has read it, and he will be talking to the Saudi king soon about it. The declassified summary will reportedly single out Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the 2018 killing of the prominent critic in Turkey. The report's release is part of Biden administration's effort to reset ties with the kingdom. Weisha Zhang has more on this story from the White House.
A security camera captured the last time journalist Jamal Khashoggi was seen alive, entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October 2018, where he was killed and dismembered by a hit squad, his fiancée waiting unknowingly outside.
He was my best friend.
He was the love of my life.
Khashoggi was a fierce critic of Saudi leadership, and the murderers were linked to Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, who rules Saudi Arabia on behalf of his father, the king. He denied knowing about the operation to CBS Evening News anchor and managing editor Nora O'Donnell during an interview for 60 Minutes.
How did you not know about this operation?
Some think that I should know what 3 million people working for the Saudi government do daily. It's impossible that the 3 million would send their daily reports to the leader or the second highest person in the Saudi government.
That is a non-answer right there. That's guilty as hell. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Nice day sitting outside.
Yep. I just
listen to you.
Well, that's good. I like that.
I got a question. My question is, I talked to my cousin down in Florida this earlier.
Yeah?
And that Trump is getting into C-SPAN. Is that true? Correct?
CPAC. Yeah, speaking on Sunday.
Now say that again. I guess I missed something. Trump is getting into C-SPAN or CPAC.
He's going to CPAC, which is a convention down in New Orleans of the Conservative Political Action Committee. New Orleans, Orlando.
And what type of results could come from that?
You're talking to the kind of the conservative base of America.
Okay.
And the younger activists as well.
All right. That was my question, sir.
That was easy. No tough
questions.
Hey,
can I get in Sweet Creek? I may win it again.
Yeah, absolutely you can. Give me a minute.
6-12.
6-12.
You're in, buddy.
6-12. And hey, put out a prayer for Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head needs a prayer, doesn't he?
Yes.
Because Mr. Potato Head's going to whoop up on him.
Have a good day and good weekend, guys, and God bless you.
Thank you very, very, very much. Let me do this. I'm going to go to an early break, see if I can arrange this appointment, and I'm going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We are continuing to paw it forward with our Blue Water Broadcasting donation drive. It's all to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Now, while your pets might be perfectly fine at home, the local Humane Societies need your help. So right now, I am posted up at the Georgia Floors Direct. That is 1965 Eastern Boulevard. I'll be here until 1 collecting your donations. You can bring food. You can bring pet supplies. You can bring any type of shelter supplies, clothing that you feel will help out the River Region Humane Societies. Right now, the Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard. I'm Diamond Ty Lear with Blue Water Broadcasting.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. They just snuck some rain in at 1 o'clock today. Don't tell me that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barry Moore. Congressman from 2nd Congressional District. Barry, how are you today?
I am doing good, Dan. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are the shenanigans doing up in Washington, D.C.?
Well, you know, Nancy is the speaker, Dan, and so the shenanigans are on full display here on the regular around here. I was just talking to Thomas Massey on the floor, and he says the first HR-10s are pretty well no votes for him. So everything she's bringing down the pipe right now is pretty bad. It's not for the American people, I can tell you.
Yeah, HR-1 is scary as can be.
Man, that's horrible. HR-5 is horrible. The Democrats are setting a whole new level of big government progressive movement up here. And so we're playing the best defense we can right now.
So tell me what you think is going to happen on COVID.
Well, you know, I think I was glad the parliamentarian in the Senate required them to remove the $15 an hour minimum wage. You know?
Yay.
So grateful for that, because my concerns were we're going to end up with some maybe a settlement between the Republican leadership and the Democrats who wanted $15 an hour. We were relying on Joe Manchin to help us save the day, and so the fact that the parliamentarian said they could not put that into reconciliation, that's good news for the small business owners and for the Americans who are trying to recover from this pandemic, as we call it. So anyway, there are some good things going on, but the relief package is not best for the American people. It's certainly something I can't support at this point. I mean, the numbers are atrocious on the thing.
Oh, tell me, yeah, really, I'll have to say one thing. Republicans are doing a very good job on messaging, talking about how little for COVID is actually in the bill and how much is in for blue states.
It is a horrible combination of what really is what's best for the American people versus what the Democrat majority here in D.C. who are terribly out of touch. And only 9% of the package that is being offered, the $1.9 trillion, is actually going to be for COVID relief. The other is the Christmas wish list, the 91% that the Democrats have been trying to pass in years past, and they're using the COVID as a basic camouflage, what really they're trying to do on their agenda. And so there's bridges in there to Canada. It's crazy what all is going on in that package, and it's really not what's best for our people. It don't put people back to work. And we've got a trillion that's unspent from the previous package, Dan. So 25% of the $4 trillion we've already allotted is still unspent, and they want to spend another $1.9 trillion. It's a disaster.
Well, there's a little money tree right outside your door, so just go and pick some money off of that and throw it at. You said some good things were happening. Give us some good news.
Well, I think one of the things that I'm seeing is obviously where the $15 an hour is being peeled off, and we've been able to put some amendments to the COVID package. We got 2 out of 200 amendments put on, so I mean, it's small victories here and there, but I am pleased that at least we have some level head. I never thought I'd say this. Level heads in the Senate that seem to be looking at some of the crazy stuff that Pelosi's introducing and saying, "Wait, we can't go along with this." And so we've been able to put some Democrats in some tough votes. But I think as they continue down this path, we'll certainly have the majority in a couple of years. There's just the American people, as we roll out with the House Freedom Caucus, we did a press conference yesterday on this Equality Act, and that was one of the things we felt like we needed to do was get the message out. We're getting some coverage. People are starting to see how horrible some of this legislation is, and that's H.R. 5. And it's, you know, it allows us, that's the good. We're able to shine the light on the bad in these bills, and we're starting to get some traction on that. So there are some good things happening. It's just, there are days up here you feel like you get steamrolled, I tell you that.
This whole security at the Capitol and what Pelosi is doing with the 9/11 style commission, how is that being accepted by Republicans?
It's horrible. I mean, Dr. Andre, I mean,
oh man,
heading this thing up, and he's the one that wanted to put Lauren Boebert, one of my freshman colleagues, on the no-fly list. And I mean, that is unbelievable. She's a Second Amendment mother of four boys from Colorado, and he thinks she's a threat to national security. He wants to put her on a no-fly zone. That's how far left this commission is, and there's no doubt it's a political agenda. I've been disappointed, obviously, with some of Nancy Pelosi's picks. I can't say that I'm surprised, but terribly disappointed.
Congratulations on your committee assignments.
Well, thank you. We're excited. I tell you, I have the economic opportunities. I'm the ranking member there on the subcommittee for veterans, and then, of course, the ag committee is big for our district, so we're excited. Those are two areas that fit the district well. I know a little bit about them. I don't know everything I need to know, but it's certainly an area that I've been in before and I understand a little bit about. Obviously, you know, up here things are complex, but I've had good meetings with leadership, and we're going to do what we can to represent our district well and make a difference.
Well, not to mention Armed Services.
Oh, Armed Services, yes, sir. There are a lot of that in this part of the world that we have to make sure that we keep properly funded in the district, I should say. So, obviously, Fort Rucker and Maxwell Gunner are a big part of our district and a big part of what we want to do. So being on the VA is Veterans Affairs Actions Committee I'm on. So
well, hopefully we can help. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Barry.
Now, what I was saying, Dan, is I was on Veterans Affairs, so that'll be able, you know, to help serve those people in the district. I have a lot of veterans in Dale County and that part of the world, and then, of course, up in Wetumpka area, that too, so with Maxwell Gunner. So, well, committees that I'm able to represent my people is a plus.
To let the audience know, those committee assignments are very good. So
yes, sir.
You hit three big bells with that, the Ag, the Armed Services, and Veterans. So good job with that, Barry. They must like you. They must like you. Or you have them fooled, one of the two.
Yes, sir. I'm on Ag and Veterans Affairs. Yes. Not Armed Services.
Oh, I thought you were in Armed Services.
No, sir. Those were my top pick. Ag was the most wanted committee. It was the most requested committee by the freshmen. I was fortunate to get that committee. And then I got Veterans Affairs, so I served the veterans in the district. But couldn't get two. I got two of my top three picks, so I can't complain at all.
Well, I must have misread that. My bad completely. Let's talk about things that are going to be happening. First of all, the vote. How do you think the vote's going to turn out? How close do you think it will be for Democrats on COVID-19?
You know, I think it's pretty well going to fall on party lines. You know, it's based on what I'm seeing. I think that they'll get it out of the House. Who knows in the Senate, you know, what's going to happen. Like I said, now that there are some parliamentary procedures, we're trying to do some amendments and try to slow the roll, if you will. But I'm hoping that with the Senate as tight as it is, I mean, Nancy has tight majorities, but the Democrats are holding the line. They're voting down party line on this thing. And like I said, they're not taking any input. They're not taking any input from the Republicans, so that's been disappointing. But in the Senate, I feel like it'll be a little tougher fight up there because the margins are so tight. We'll just have to see what happens.
Do you think it will be within the five votes, or do you think it will be more than that?
I just don't know at this point. I've been disappointed with some of our members of our own caucus not voting with us every time. And so the Democrats, like I said, have been lockstep on some of this stuff, so Nancy's been able to keep them together. I don't know the Republicans what's going to happen in the Senate. I mean, in the House for sure.
Let's talk about what you've learned since you've been there. What's the greatest lesson you've learned?
Well, I think probably the system is somewhat broken. I don't know that we get to represent the people as much as we like sometimes. And the committee assignments, the requirements to get certain committees, Those have been the surprising things for me. But, you know, I tell you, too, and there are a lot of good people here, Dan, and you don't hear that enough, but there are a lot of good people here. They're doing the right thing. We're trying to do the right thing. We don't always win, but there are a lot of good people here doing what they can for our country. So, but, you know, there's good and bad. I learned a little bit of both, and they tell me this is totally out of character with everything locked down like it is, so we don't get to see the citizens as much as I'd like. We don't get to have the tours, or we get the people to visit our office. So those are things that I hear will get better in time, hopefully sooner than later.
I've heard two other members of Congress say that they really miss the camaraderie with their constituents coming up to D.C., meeting them at the office, taking them around a little bit, and they really miss that. And how much discussion is going on about 2022 among Republicans in the midterm election?
It is probably one of the top topics that we talk about, really. We know that we've got to manage through the next few months and try to get that majority in 2022, but the more Nancy drives hard left and listens to a small vocal minority in the country, the more we realize how important it is we win the midterms. So it is certainly on our radar screen. I think all of us are working in that direction. We must get the majority, else we've got Schumer, Biden, and Pelosi running the country. You know how disastrous that's going to be.
When you talk to the Freedom Caucus in particular, are they optimistic about that?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're pretty confident that we're going to get the majority in the midterms. I really feel like that's going to be the case. I think it was Obama lost about 54 House seats in the midterm, and Clinton may have lost 60-something. So and the way Biden is really, he's not leading at all. Everything he's doing is almost not for the American people. It's almost counterproductive. It's what can I do to hurt the American people seems to be Biden's policy right now. So I think it's going to be a costly midterm for the Democratic Party.
I agree with that. And again, the messaging from the Republicans has been excellent. They you guys really are nailing it down and hitting the high points and talking about what Democrats are doing wrong. And that's a great place to be. So I think the case is on your side, without a doubt. And I think Pelosi is so overstepping her bounds right now.
Dan, I am so glad to hear you say that. Because out of the House Freedom Caucus the other night, we were sitting there in a meeting trying to decide how do we approach H.R. 5 was the Equality Act. We call it the Inequality Act because it allows guys to compete in girls' sports and, you know, it limits churches' rights and doctors' rights and that sort of thing. And our thoughts were how do we, and the thing was do a press conference and get the message out. We've got to hold the media accountable to let the American people know what is going on behind these fences and behind these walls here in D.C. And so it's been, I'm glad to hear you say that because that's been one of our approaches is to make sure we're vocal, we speak out, and we have the opportunity and hope that the American people find out what's going on.
Well, Steve Scalise is doing a great job. Biggs from Arizona, particularly what he said about Cheney, I'm all in on that. I thought Cheney was totally off base, which he said down in CPAC in Orlando, talking about Trump. But how often do you have a Freedom Caucus strategy meeting like that?
We usually try to meet about once a week. I went out and toured the border wall with Andy Biggs, and him and I have become good friends, and Jim Jordan's a good friend of mine, and so I'm starting to develop relationships. I tell everybody that, honestly, the House Freedom Caucus is one of the few places I go in D.C. I don't feel like I need a shower when I leave, you know?
So where were you in the border? Were you in Arizona or Texas?
We went to Andy's district in Arizona.
That's Nogales?
Yeah, Cochise County, all through there, yes. Nogales, and I can't remember all the small towns, but excuse me, we visited some ranches out there, and we saw the equipment, and we saw where the wall was stopped, and talked to the Border Patrol. It was a fascinating visit.
Yeah, talking about a dumb idea. That was a dumb Biden idea right there. Barry, I appreciate you calling in today. I want you to have a great weekend. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, my friend. If I can help y'all anyway, you let me know. We'll be on live when we get back down there.
Thanks. Barry Moore, ladies and gentlemen, member of Congress, 2nd Congressional District, always checking in with WACV. I like that a lot.
The Dan Morris Show.
Even though you want me to, I can't wait forever.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We're not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, co-workers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Zach with Tri-County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228 is where we are. What's wrong with my head, sir? Can you pop me up a little bit? You know, looking at the 10-year bond, the bond has gone up substantially in the last 5 market days, so that means interest rates are inching up. So this, I'm telling you, you need to take advantage of this thing. I don't want you to get shut out, then all of a sudden interest rates go up and you're kind of cut out. There are already people moving in to buy houses because they're worried about interest rates going up. So same thing with refinance. 567-9000 Mortgage Corporation South. Do not get shut out. Give them a call. Find out, they've gone up a little bit, but give them a call, find out where they are, see if he can help you. John Williams, the host staff at Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go back to Khashoggi. They just released the report on this, and the non-classified report, and said, yep, Crown Prince knew all about it. So let's listen to the second part of the story.
But in 2018, the CIA assessed that not only did the Crown Prince know about the killing, he ordered Khashoggi's execution. The murder led to international outrage. Former President Trump sanctioned 17 Saudis for Khashoggi's murder, but he did not broadly punish the Crown Prince or Saudi Arabia, a strategic ally for the United States.
On the campaign trail, then candidate Biden said that he believed the Crown Prince ordered the hit on Khashoggi, and he pledged that under his leadership, the U.S. would make Saudi senior leaders pay the price and make them the, quote, pariahs that they are. Now, as president, he will have to balance that with maintaining a good relationship with Saudi Arabia, not only because of the oil and resources it controls, but because it is a strategic base in the region and an important ally in the fight against terrorism.
Do you think Biden's going to make him a pariah?
No.
Here's a guy that plotted to get this guy and have him cut up into little pieces while he's alive. This is the way they do business over in Saudi Arabia. This is nuts.
It's unfortunately the way they just do business in that part of the world.
Yeah, when
it's
you used
been
to,
that way a while.
Yeah, when you used to cutting off someone's hand for stealing, cutting off a few body parts of somebody you don't like. Dan Hoffman, former CIA in Moscow, major position, by the way, is going to be talking about Biden calling out Saudi Prince.
White House has been making news right and left here on a number of other issues that we thought were resolved, but following up on a report that blames the Saudi crown prince in the 2018 killing of Jamal Khashoggi of the Washington Post. And that could mightily change our relationship with the Saudis and what punishment might be meted out on the part of the new administration, if there's punishment at all. Dan Hoffman is a former CIA chief of station, Fox News contributor. Dan, we seem to have fingered the Saudi crown prince. So he was behind this. Now, what are we going to do with this? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's the penultimate question, frankly. We already know that the CIA concluded with a high level of confidence that Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, ordered that gruesome dismembering assassination of Jamal Khashoggi back in 2018. And the Senate voted unanimously. They passed a resolution in 2019 condemning the Crown Prince for that act. The question, I think, before the Biden administration is how they handle Saudi Arabia's human rights abuses while at the same time recognizing that Saudi Arabia is an ally of ours in the counterterrorism fight, is a bulwark against Iran, as well as Chinese and Russian influence in the region.
Now, watch how the, watch how the media is going to jump the shark and say the Biden administration is going to hold them accountable. But they really won't. And then they said the opposite of that about Trump, that Trump will not hold them accountable. He's giving them a pass. Watch how they play this compared to Trump. And Biden's not going to do anything. He's going to bring it up. He's going to get it out there. I want to hear, you're going to hear Jen Psaki talking about the conversation of Biden and the king. But and you gotta tread lightly here. Go ahead.
And it almost looks like, if you look at it from 10,000 feet, like Trump administration, Biden administration, and coming, even go back to, say, Obama and Bush, it's especially after Obama and the Iran nuclear deal, it's like we're playing both sides again. It had been maybe longer than I just laid out there. And so we'll, you know, he'll talk tough and the press will cover for him. But it's like, here's some more weapon sales to the Gulf Arabs. Well, we'll let Iran develop their own facilities.
So you cut somebody up in little pieces that's a U.S. citizen that's a member of the press.
Right. Well, it shows, like, how much power do we have over these folks if you can't actually reprimand them for it or hold them accountable?
Well, I'm not sure you reprimand a crown prince.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's a junior head of state. And Dad's not feeling too good.
No, he really runs the show, definitely.
Second part of Dan Hoffman, listen in.
We don't want to go too far, I guess, is the gist of what you're saying, right? I mean, they're an important business partner. They've been very, very instrumental in these breakthroughs we've made with a number of countries that either recognize or want to do business with Israel. So how far do you go? If this guy was fingered in the killing of a U.S. journalist, and you know about it, and it looks like it's true, how far do you push it?
I mean, that's the diplomatic challenge. We want to expand the Trump administration's success, the Abraham Accords. We also want to support Saudi Arabia's Saudi Vision 2030, which is meant to diversify their economy. And while at the same time, we need to hold them accountable. Look, they reportedly launched assassination hit teams against a dissident in Norway, as well as Dr. Saad al-Jabri in Canada. He was a Minister of Interior, highly valued counterterrorism partner of the United States. So we kind of have to do both. I'd like to hear from Secretary of State Blinken what the plan is. We need to do both. Hold them accountable, but at the same time, hold them close and be good allies. And that's a challenge, but that's what I think the administration needs to do.
The thing that's missing from this equation is Blinken. I haven't seen squat from him. And he's supposed to do this call, and I would think Blinken would be there for it, but I don't know. So Jen Psaki is asked about it in a very long press piece that happened yesterday. Listen to how she answers this or doesn't answer it.
Any update on the president's phone call or scheduled phone call with King Salman of Saudi Arabia?
I don't have an update. As I noted yesterday, as soon as that call happens, we expect it to be very soon. We will, of course, provide a readout to all of you.
You said when they do talk that the president won't hold back. Will he be following up this talk with actions? Are sanctions on the table?
I think there are a range of actions that are on the table, but the first step is, the next step, I should say, is for the president to speak with the king. We expect that to happen very soon. As you know, we've committed to the release of an unclassified report that would come out from DNI and not from the White House. And, of course, our administration is focused on recalibrating the relationship, as we've talked about in here previously. And certainly there are areas where we will express concerns and leave open the option of accountability. There are also areas where we will continue to work with Saudi Arabia, given the threats they face in the region.
What's the holdup to the phone call? Is the king avoiding your calls?
I don't think that's the characterization. The president has a busy schedule. The king, obviously, I can't speak to his schedule. I'm not his spokesperson, but we expect the call to happen very soon. I think there was some inaccurate reporting about it being confirmed when it wasn't a confirmed call yet.
And you have made clear that the president's going to be speaking with his counterpart, with the king, not with the crown prince. But given the crown prince's role in the future of the kingdom and that he is expected to be implicated here, why not speak to the person expected to be responsible?
Well, I think the president's conversation will cover a range of topics with the king. There's obviously a lot to discuss with Saudi Arabia and with the leaders of Saudi Arabia. And as I noted, I've previously noted, the crown prince has been engaged with his appropriate counterparts. The president will be engaged with his appropriate counterparts. And we're engaged at many levels with leaders in Saudi Arabia.
So will the crown prince's counterparts here? What, Austin, is he speaking to him about this issue, though?
He spoke with him last week. They did a readout. I don't think I have anything more about their call.
The reason I'm playing this is that that little back and forth at the press briefing tells me the press is focused on this. And it will be interesting to see, because they use the term hold them accountable several times. And she said, well, there are various ways of doing that, kind of skated on it. But it's going to be interesting to see how they do this. It's going to be one of his first tests. Syria thing, that's a little easy compared to some of this other stuff. But this one will be interesting to watch. I'm going to keep an eye on it for you. Newstar 93.1 FM. Margaret Brennan talking about Syria. Margaret Brennan, Biden's first shot into Syria, beating up some of those Iranians.
In the Middle East, where a U.S. military attack sends an unmistakable message to Iran, the overnight airstrikes targeted Iranian-backed militia members in eastern Syria near the Iraq border. The Pentagon says this was a response to recent attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq. One of them killed a civilian contractor and wounded several other people, including a U.S. service member.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters he's confident U.S. forces had struck the same militias that carried out that attack. Senior Foreign Affairs Correspondent and Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan joins us. Margaret, good morning. What's behind the decision to carry out this attack?
Well, this is the first military strike of the Biden presidency, and as commander-in-chief, the president chose a target along the Syria-Iraq border. He chose it carefully so that it would count as payback for Iran having put U.S. personnel in harm's way last week in a rocket attack, but stopping short of further escalating tension. An administration official told me that the Biden team selected the location to achieve those two things and avoid ticking off our partners on the ground in Baghdad, who are stuck between keeping good relations with both Iran and Washington. As our David Martin reported previously, this was considered Iranian-enabled. These were Iranian-made weapons given to a Shiite militia, but not Iranian-directed. So by striking along the border, they can send a message, but not have to take Tehran on head-on.
Margaret, what do you think this says about the new president's approach to foreign policy?
Well, it shows how important keeping his options open with Iran are to him. He is trying to avoid escalating tension, but also felt he couldn't let this go. He had to send a signal. Remember, just last week, the Biden administration put out two diplomatic fishing lines, one to reopen nuclear talks with Iran, and also to start talks about releasing American hostages there. So by picking this target carefully, they can say knock it off without saying all other options to begin talks are closed.
Notice how she used the term, pick these targets carefully twice. Now, when Trump did this, which was pretty fast, from the point that there was a problem to the point that he reacted, they were like, indiscriminate attack. This is careful. Trump, indiscriminate. Biden, careful. And this is what's wrong with the whole thing, is that how you parse and couch words here that you're labeling somebody, Biden good, Trump bad. Second part.
The Biden administration is set to release a report that ties the Saudi crown prince to the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Here we go.
President Biden spoke with the Saudi king yesterday. What do we know about that conversation?
This is an important relationship for the United States. The 85-year-old king, Salman, and President Biden had to have this conversation about the broader relationship. And then this very problematic issue of the son, the 30-something-year-old crown prince, and his direct role in approving the murder of the journalist is something that they would really like to be able to handle without disrupting the broader alliance between the two countries. But the Biden administration's kind of in a box here. They have to look responsive. The president talked about this on the campaign trail. So what you can expect is for them to try to send a message. I would expect in the coming days to hear from the administration that they're going to adopt a new policy directive that sends a signal, do not attack U.S. journalists, but that it won't just apply to Saudi. That way, they can look responsive without being really sort of provocative between the two countries.
Have you noticed that nowhere have they talked about this attack and you'd have a strategic importance of it, how tactical it was, what they accomplished? It just was an attack.
Right.
That happened in response to something that happened 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. News on 93.1. Demo show back after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Looking at the after action report, they dropped seven. Seven 500-pound bombs. Seven. They aborted one target because they had too many civilians. Hit at 1 a.m. local time in the morning. That'll teach them to mess with us. Tell you.
Yeah, we haven't dropped bombs on country like that. And
Wait a minute. A week.
Every presidency for the last, half century.
I was telling Barry Moore how I appreciate the messaging that the Republicans are doing. Steve Scalise is a good example of this, as is Mitch McConnell, but Steve Scalise on the Capitol security and taking down the fences. Listen in.
A movement to remove the fence surrounding the Capitol building is picking up steam in Washington as the acting Capitol Police Chief warns House lawmakers that insurrectionists are still targeting the Capitol, potentially in connection with President Biden's first joint address to Congress expected in the next few weeks. Let's bring in House Minority Whip, Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, to discuss the fallout from the events of January 6th and how things stand now in D.C. I want to play a little something from former CIA Director John Brennan. We played this a little earlier in the show and get your response. Here's what he said about the continuing threat and why the fencing is still up.
There's an active plot to try to blow up the Capitol of the United States government. That should send chills down the spine of every American. And unfortunately, so many of these Republican senators continue to ignore the threat that we are facing from these extremists who have access to weaponry.
An active plot to try to blow up the Capitol. Congressman, that's an alarming statement. What have you been told? What do you know about security issues currently?
Shannon, I haven't been aware of those kind of threats. But look, if law enforcement is aware, there's ways that they can go find out who those people are that are making those threats. And they need to prosecute them at the full extent of the law. The idea that you've got barricaded barbed wire fences around the Capitol for extended periods of time. Look, this is the people's house, and this has got to be a place where people can come and petition their government in a safe and effective way. If there's a need to bring in National Guard, that's been discussed before, and have a process where they can be deployed quickly, but don't shut the entire Capitol complex down where the American people aren't even able to come and see government work. There's a way to do this properly. Again, if they have a direct threat, make that threat known to us. I haven't seen it. But make sure you have an ability to protect the ability for us to function as a governing democracy without shutting out the ability for the American people to come see democracy work in person.
I'm sorry I didn't segment that. Can you go back to what we believe to be the beginning of John Brennan's comments?
To discuss the fallout from the events of January 6th and how things stand now in D.C., I want to play a little something from former CIA Director John Brennan. We played this a little earlier in the show and get your response. Here's what he said about the continuing threat and why the fencing is still up.
There's an active plot to try to blow up the Capitol of the United States government. That should send chills down the spine of every American. And unfortunately, so many of these Republican senators continue to ignore the threat that we are facing from these extremists who have access to weaponry.
An active plot. So there's an active plot that he knows about. He got that from the Capitol Hill police, acting police chief. She said the same thing. So my question is, who in the hell are you? So you know there's an active plot? So therefore you know who the actors are. So what is the CIA, FBI, Department of Homeland Security doing about that? Or is it just something you want to say because it's basically, they're going to blow up the Capitol. Mm-hmm. those damn Trumpters. I mean, that's what it really gets down to. That's really what it gets down to. So if you know something, let's get them arrested. That's nuts what these, both of them just said.
It is.
The chief of police and Capitol Hill Police and Brennan.
I believe it was that interview. It was with Nicole Wallace. She said, well, and they haven't had that State of the Union, that joint session of Congress because of this threat. Sure.
Well, they're just playing us. They are playing us, playing us, playing us. So let's try to pick up this call before I go to the top of that break. We'll get this police and 9/11 Style Commission for the riots. David.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. And you notice Brennan had to throw in there. They have access to weaponry.
I know. Those damn militia, those National Guard people.
You know, and that's the whole narrative is that, you know, anybody who doesn't agree with the Democrats is an extremist who has access to weaponry and must be stopped.
There goes the old Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's I keep hating to say it, but it gets more and more, you know, like 1930s Germany with, you know, all of the, you know, attacks on the Capitol, you know, supposed, you know, plans to attack the Capitol. You know, these people must be stopped. They must be de-armed, you know, so they can no longer be a threat to a true democracy.
Well, you know, and David, let me tell you, who they're going after are the Trump people.
Oh, absolutely. You know that. You know, every time they say extremists, you may as well put in anybody Trump. Who voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah. You went to a Trump rally, you're an extremist.
Yeah, yeah. Trump people, evil, you know, kind of a thing. So, you know, and it's unfortunate that it's come to this. You hate to say that government is completely broken, but right now it's completely broken.
Well, let me tell you, my problem is they're lying.
And yeah, exactly.
They will say anything to get their cause across. And their cause is to eliminate us.
Right, right. And unfortunately, their lies are perpetrated by the national media who just, you know, simply repeat them every time they say it. And, you know, and that's what I'm saying. You know, it's really a broken government when you have one side of the government that is absolutely, basically against the people of the country. And then when you have a national media on top of that that's propagating those lies, that makes for a broken government.
Absolutely. It's the reason we are where we are right now, because the media didn't do their job.
Right, exactly. So, have a good one, Dad.
Thanks, David. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, top of the hour break coming up. Second hour, about to happen.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.